Listen to part of a lecture in a history class. The professor has been discussing Egyptian hieroglyphs.
Egyptian hieroglyphs are the ancient Egyptian writings found in ancient Egypt on walls, monuments, and on the inside and outside of temples. Hieroglyphic writing ended abruptly about 1600 years ago, and it mystified the most brilliant minds in the study of Egyptian artifacts and archaeology for many, many centuries. Finally, the possibility of deciphering hieroglyphs came about with the discovery in 1799 of the Rosetta Stone. The Rosetta Stone is arguably the most famous archaeological artifact ever discovered. It contains the same exact text written in three different alphabets, Greek, Demotic, and Hieroglyphic. But we didn't even know at first that the three texts on the Rosetta Stone contained the same information. And two of the three alphabets are ancient Egyptian scripts that stopped being used, the Hieroglyphic and the Demotic. The Demotic script found on the Rosetta Stone, Demotic was not as elaborate as hieroglyphic writing. It was used for more mundane matters, administrative documents. These ancient Egyptian scripts were replaced by Coptic script. But eventually the Arabic language replaced Coptic, and this cut off the linguistic link between ancient and modern Egypt. Now, the Rosetta Stone was remarkable because, as I said, on it was the same text in three different alphabets, Greek, Demotic, and Hieroglyphic. The stone was essentially the dictionary that scholars needed to interpret the meaning of the hieroglyphs, and it took a uniquely equipped researcher to finally decipher and understand what was written on the stone. Thomas Young, an English scholar, was the first to seriously attempt to decipher the symbols on the Rosetta Stone. He suspected, rightly, that the hieroglyphs were phonetic symbols, that they represented sounds rather than pictures. Until then, all scholars assumed that hieroglyphs were pictographs, that they symbolized objects or concepts. Thomas Young focused his attention on one set of hieroglyphs that he thought would probably spell out a single word, the name of a king or queen.